And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 27th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Portland, Maine, 1807, went off to Bowdoin College with Nathaniel Hawthorne. After the death of his wife, Mary Potter, from complications of a miscarriage, Longfellow found solace in reading German poetry and began writing poetry of his own. His first collection, Ballads and Other Poems, came out in 1841. It included The Wreck of the Hesperus and The Village Blacksmith, was very popular. 6 years later, Evangeline, then The Song of Hiawatha, then The Courtship of Miles Standish. And after the tragic death of his second wife, Fanny, in a fire, he translated Dante's Inferno. It was on this date, 1860, Abraham Lincoln gave a speech against slavery at Cooper Union in New York City. The Great Hall filled 1,500 New Yorkers curious to see this man from Illinois. One eyewitness said, "When he rose to speak, I was greatly disappointed. He was tall and so angular and awkward that I had for an instant a feeling of pity for so ungainly a man. But once Lincoln started to speak, quote, his face lighted up, the whole man was transfigured. I forgot his clothes, his personal appearance, his individual peculiarities. Forgetting myself, I was on my feet like the rest, yelling like a wild Indian, cheering this wonderful man." The speech was reprinted widely. The New York Times printed it in its entirety on the front page the next day. It made Lincoln famous. He was invited to speak all over the country, and that summer the Republican Party named him their candidate for the 1860 presidential election, a speech that ended with the words, "Let us have faith that right makes might, and in that faith let us to the end dare to do our duty as we understand it." And it's the birthday of John Steinbeck, Salinas, California, 1902. Supported himself as a manual laborer, wrote about migrant workers. His first success was the novel Tortilla Flat in 1935, became a movie starring Spencer Tracy and Hedy Lamarr. Drove around California in an old bakery truck, looking at migrant workers, writing about them for a newspaper. And in less than 6 months, out of his own journal, he had a 200,000-word manuscript, Grapes of Wrath. John Steinbeck, who said, "We are lonesome animals. We spend all our life trying to be less lonesome." Here's a poem for today, a passage from John Greenleaf Whittier's long poem, Snowbound. All day the gusty north wind bore the loosening drift its breath before. Low circling round its southern zone, the sun through dazzling snow mist shone. No church bell lent its Christian tone to the savage air. No social smoke curled over woods of snow-hung oak. A solitude made more intense by dreary voiced elements, the shrieking of the mindless wind, the moaning tree boughs swaying blind, and on the glass the unmeaning beat of ghostly fingertips of sleet, beyond the circle of our hearth, no welcome sound of toil or mirth unbound the spell and testified of human life and thought outside. We minded that the sharpest ear the buried brooklet could not hear, the music of whose liquid lip had been to us companionship, and in our lonely life had grown to have an almost human tone. Lines from John Greenleaf Whittier's long poem, Snowbound. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work. Keep in touch.